This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin shortly and will run until August 21, with 21 sittings. This is the first session after Operation Sindhu. Speaking ahead of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the monsoon session is a celebration of victory. Mr. Modi stated that the whole world has witnessed the strength of India's military power. He said the target set by the Indian Army in Operation Sindoor was achieved 100%, and under Operation Sindoor, the homes of the masterminds behind terrorism were razed to the ground within 22 minutes. The Prime Minister was addressing the media before the beginning of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Prime Minister remarked that the world has been highly attracted to this new form of Made in India military power. He further said that when the House speaks in one voice during this victorious session, it will boost military strength, inspire citizens, and drive defence research, innovation, and manufacturing.
इस सत्र के दरमियान भारत की सैन्य शक्ति को बल मिलेगा, प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा, देशवासियों को प्रेरणा मिलेगी और सैन्य क्षेत्र में जो रिसर्च, इनोवेशन और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहे हैं, मेड इन इंडिया डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट बन रहे हैं, उसको भी एक बल मिलेगा.
He also said that with the resolve to uproot Maoism and Naxalism from its roots, the country's security forces are moving forward rapidly and confidently towards success. The Prime Minister said hundreds of formerly Naxal-affected districts are now free and the constitution is prevailing over violence and extremism.
माओवाद को नक्सलवाद को जड़ से उखाड़ने के संकल्प के साथ देश के सुरक्षा बल एक नए आत्मविश्वास से तेज गति से सफलता की ओर कदम रख रहे हैं. हमें गर्व है कि बम बंदूक और पिस्तौल के सामने हमारा देश का संविधान जीत रहा है. देश के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए साफ दिख रहा है कि कल तक जो रेड कॉरिडोर थे वो आज ग्रीन ग्रोथ जोन में परिवर्तित होते नजर आ रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister said today India is moving ahead at a fast pace towards becoming the third largest economy of the world. In 2014 it was at number 10 in the global economy.
जब 2014 में आप सबने हमें जिम्मेवारी दी, देश फ्रेजाइल 5 अवस्था से गुजर रहा था. 2014 के पहले वैश्विक अर्थव्यवस्था में हम 10वें नंबर पर थे और आज भारत तेज गति से दुनिया की तीसरे नंबर की अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रहा है, दरवाजे पर दस्तक दे रहा है.
In view of the monsoon session, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla emphasized that the collective role of all the members is important for the expression of people's aspirations and protection of national interests. In a social media post, Mr. Birla urged the floor leaders of all parties and members to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House. In Jammu and Kashmir, an earthquake of 3.1 magnitude on the Richter scale hit Kishtwar district this morning. The epicenter of the earthquake was near Kishtwar and the depth was 10 kilometers below the surface. However, there were no reports of any loss of life or damage to property. India's electronics exports have surged by 47% to $12.41 billion in the first quarter of the current fiscal, signaling the country's rise as a global manufacturing hub. According to the Commerce Ministry, the United States, the UAE and China have emerged as the top three export destinations for India's electronics sector during the April-June quarter. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has said, India leads the world in fast payments with the Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, recording 18.39 billion transactions worth over 24.03 lakh crore rupees in June this year. According to a recent IMF note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, The Value of Interoperability, UPI has revolutionized India's payment ecosystem, processing over 18 billion transactions monthly. The Assam government has launched a scheme to provide subsidy of 5 rupees per litre of milk to farmers in a bid to boost the dairy sector in the state. In FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025, Kuneru Hampi created history by becoming the first ever Indian woman to reach the semi-finals in Batumi, Georgia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.